And here we go. Day 14 of Audio Mo.
It's Happy Birthday Matt Day.
That's right. It is Happy Birthday Matt Day. Matt is our son. He is 26 years old today.
Now he is more than half as old as we are.
Yes.
What the hell? That's all I can say about that.
So, 26 years ago today, now you were what?
Well, let's see. It's around 10. I was in the hospital.
Were you?
Yeah, because I went in for my scheduled checkup. And the doctor said, you know, how would you like to have a baby today? And I was like, what? Okay.
Alrighty then.
And so that caused all kinds of upheaval for the next 26 years. Oh, dear. You know, because I didn't have any of my stuff with me, and I just was like...
Because you had a bag packed or like a
ready... I had stuff at the house, but I didn't bring it with me to the doctor.
Hmm.
So, and then, yes, it was interesting.
Yeah.
And they gave me the evil Pitocin.
Which you were not happy about.
No. But, you know, whatever.
And then Matt showed up.
Yes, and then I didn't get to see the All-Star game.
And so,
and I kid him about it every year, and he gets mad at me. It wasn't my fault!
Well, whose fault was it then?
Well, because by the time he was born and I got to a room, it was like, and I was so hungry, I will never forget. And they're like, we could give you a salad. I'm like, I don't want no damn salad. My sister went and got me McDonald's. But by the time I actually got to a room, it was, you know, it was after 8. And at that, back in the Stone Age, when this happened...
26 years ago.
You know, you had to pay by the day for hospital TV, and it was just basically like, you know, the three major networks and a couple of UHF channels. There was no cable in the hospital.
Right.
And so, and I couldn't get the radio feed, so I didn't know what happened in the All-Star game. It was very distressing. 'Cause he was born, Matt was a Tuesday baby, and John Eric was a Saturday baby.
And so we were all Tuesday babies.
No.
Yeah. No, back at, oh, no, wait.
That you and I would have both been on Tuesday. No, we would have been both on Saturdays, because I think I was born on a Saturday. Probably that's what.
We'd have to go back and look.
What my mom and the calculator said.
Is that what it is? I suppose we could do that. We could use the calculator to go back in time.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought that would be cool. It's like the calculator we're talking about is our little
sharp. Little sharp calculator. That so many people recognize when they hear it.
So our little, where is the little guy?
He's there.
He's hiding somewhere.
He is.
I'm getting him. Where'd he go? Oh, I see. Wait, that's not it.
Here he is.
Where? Okay.
I'm carefully getting him out.
Yeah, he's very delicate. I got it. I got him. So, let's see. Let's turn him on. All right, so let's see. How do we do this?
So you go to setting.
Yeah, I'm on. So do we? How do I put in the date?
You would put 1962.
1 6.
No.
Clear and 1962.
And then whatever
zero,
date.
07.
0 7 2.
4. Clear entry. 1962 07. 2, 8.
And then press the date.
It's Saturday, July 28th, 1962 today.
See?
Wow, you're right. I don't know why I even ever doubt you.
2013 0714. It's Sunday, July 14th, 2013 today.
Wait.
On. Off.
There we go. He sounds so emphatic when he says off.
He does.
Okay. Here, all right, put him back where he belongs.
Okay.
So what was that?
He's very dusty.
He is very dusty. So, yeah, we're Saturday's children, which means what?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Probably that we're extraordinarily silly or something.
That could be. And so anyway, but yes, Matt is 26 today, and he will be here in about 9 days or so, right?
Yes.
And, the plan basically is he and Victoria and maybe somebody else will be driving down.
Right.
On that Monday, right?
Correct.
Okay.
We haven't quite, the details are not completely finalized, but they should be by the end of today or tomorrow at the latest.
Right.
So we can make all the arrangements necessary.
Awesome. And do you want? We'll talk about that later. So yeah, that's our day. That's our day today. That's because on Matt's birthday we always think a lot about him, and we will probably spend some time telling stories, or having remembrances, right? Yeah. Silly Matt things.
Yes, like one of his first words was "Go." Mm-hmm. It's hilarious.
Right.
And when he lost one tennis shoe. Ugh, how annoying.
He lost one tennis shoe?
Yeah, I bought him his first pair of Nikes. And one of them got lost. We couldn't find it anywhere.
Did it ever turn up?
No, it never has. Not in all of these years. And so, this is terrible. You guys will all unfollow us now. I went to the mall with a friend so I could buy him a new pair of tennis shoes. And she said, "It's a shame we can't find somebody with a kid with one leg. Then we could share the tennis shoes with him."
That's terrible.
I was like, oh my God. That's so horrible. It's funny.
Wait, who was this friend?
My mom's friend, Barbara.
All right.
Oh my gosh, I laughed so hard at that. Oh gosh.
But yes, so we're looking forward to having Mr. Matt here.
Yeah.
So.
The first few days are going to be hard for him, but
that's
he'll
okay.
Be all right.
All right, well, everybody have a really good day and say happy birthday to Matt.
Yeah.
Whether you know him or not. I suppose we could give out his email address, but that would be kind of rude.
Oh, no, he'd be very mad at us if we did that.
That would be quite bad.
And I don't believe he has a Facebook or anything like that.
No, I don't think
he's
so.
He's not the Facebook kind of dude.
No, not really. And I don't think he's on Twitter either.
No, I'm sure he's not.
So, everybody have a lovely day. Watch out for Ophelia.
I shudder
later.
To think what his username would be.
on Twitter?
Yeah.
Yeah, really. No, okay, just put that away.
Yeah.
All right, so
Ophelia will be here at some point.
Yes, probably before the baseball game, I would think, right?
Yeah.
All right, well, have a great day, everyone, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yes.
On day 15.
Woohoo!
All right, bye.
Bye. We're back momentarily.
Pause recording.
Just so that I could say... Happy Bastille Day.
Yes. Go conquer something. Or,
storm something. Or
there's a great
I don't know.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
All right.
It's that kind
yeah,
of day.
Go storm something.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Wait, would you pillage too? Did they pillage the Bastille? Or
I think they just got and let all the prisoners out.
Oh, all right. Okay. So, yeah, go storm something today. Have fun.
Yeah. Avoid the guillotine.
Right. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Hey. Pause recording. There we go. Okay. Bye.